bad, dumb idea. No dumb idea. No dumb idea.
Guys, hmm? Oh shit, there's a bomb on the podcast, and if we go below 49, it's gonna explode. Okay.
Is it your butt?
Son of a bitch, you're telling me that we gotta record for over 49 minutes today?
Yeah, just for once, the first, I swear. But look, alright, I got an idea.
I don't know if I could be with you guys that long.
But usually we record for 45 minutes, and then we cut that down to a nice swift 20, and then we use AI to fill out the rest and bring it back up to like 130. Sometimes 2 hours, okay?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
That's just when that's a glitch on the AI's part.
So all the stammering and like the really bad jokes, that was the AI, not me.
Yeah. Well, look. All right, here's what we'll do. I'll help us get it. We'll get through this. Don't worry. I'll help guide us through a little. Here, listener, if you're listening, this is No Dumb Idea Podcast. It's a podcast about pop culture where we kind of come and look at it with jokes, improv, games. And today we're actually going to be doing a little bit more of like a discussion. But okay, so
with an impending explosion.
Yeah. This episode. All right, listeners, you man the guns. Can one of you all take the road and try driving us? Well, actually, before we do that, let's introduce. I'm Dala.
Here. I'm Gibbledang. I'll take the road. Somebody take the wheel.
Right, cool. I'm Gibbledang. I'll take the wheel while Gibbledang is laying the road down in front of us to drive on.
Quick.
Perfect. Okay. Go. All right. While you're driving, Jibbledang, tell us what's your week been like? What you been up to?
It's been all right. I've mainly been sick, honestly. I've been getting over I don't know, flu,
yummy.
something hit me hard.
Swine flu. It's coming back.
Racked with fever chills a couple days ago. But they went away pretty fast.
Got chills.
And now I'm just a little congested. All through his body. So, yeah, literally. I got chills. Congestion. They're multiplying to everyone around me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Spreading at an alarming rate. It's very dangerous.
The chills.
My God, the chills. They're spreading.
Yes. Look at this chart. The chills are going up.
You see this red line that just goes
up? God, they've hit critical mass.
Oh, my God.
Mr. President.
Oh, God.
We're going to have to think of the final ending here.
Sandy?
We're going to have to nuke them. Nuke
them. Yeah, Duke Nukem the chills. Anyways. Yeah, so I've been just being sick and just recovering and just honestly doing a lot of nothing. That way I can hopefully actually go back to work today and work a couple days this week since I had to take a few days off.
Well, are you going to?
That's always like annoying.
Because if you don't, we should play Magic the Gathering. That's all I'm saying.
No, I am going to work today. I simply cannot miss any more days. And I double checked with my boss, and now that I'm not like coughing all the time, she's like, "Yeah, it's time to come back." And I was like,
only coughing like 50%, so it'll be fine.
Well, it's also a driver shift. I'm gonna just wear a mask. I'm not near the kitchen today, so it's like.
Gotcha. So she's like, we'll give you like the easy stuff today.
Yeah, I think
it's like
it's like isolated. Whereas yesterday it's like I would have been making dough all day. And it's like I can't.
Not today, you're just making that dough.
the better dough. What about you, Gibbledang?
Yeah, you know, I feel like has it been like 2 weeks since we recorded? Been a busy.
It's been a minute, or feels like it at least.
You know, just being social, I haven't been really getting to my hobbies lately, but it's kind of a trade-off, because I have been more social, you know, going out, going on dates, you know, just experiencing, like, nightlife again and shit like that, because I was so, I don't know, I had just withdrawn myself so much these last couple of years, and, just feels good. You know, I've been trying to catch up on some... I try to catch up on some movies for today's premise, but kind of wasn't able to. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, no worries.
Have we watched anything? You know, I don't think I've watched anything.
We watched Sick Girl.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So I guess I'll just... Yeah, fucking fine. Dala showed me and our friend from the podcast, Spooky, was it Spooky Goodnight, I believe, showed us this god-awful movie called Sick Girl. It, oh my god, immediately the movie does like 100 psychic damage to me. It's got like, so right off the bat, it's a horror, it's a short anthology horror film, or it's a short horror film from an anthology, like horror TV show from like 2006. The director directed a movie called May, which was pretty good. It's about like it's a horror movie.
It's like his biggest movie.
Yeah, like his biggest movie for sure. And it's even got like the same actress from that one. But basically, she plays like this weird bug scientist lady. Like, I'm just so quirky because I love bugs and nobody gets me because I am just a little bug.
I think she's autistic.
Yeah, she's autistic.
I think she is. That's just like what I love about it. But it's terrible.
Yeah, because you think autism is funny. I'm just kidding.
No, because I think it's nice.
Historically.
But it's just her acting and her choices. Everyone's choices in this. Basically, she has a meet cute with some crazy random stalker girl that's like outside of her like office. And right off the bat, you can tell that it's a like lesbian love story written by like men, you know? And it's like awesome. So there's that element.
It's not that fucking. You make that sound like it's gonna be hot not babes that. Like making yeah, out. Okay. It's they're like Redditor girl like cringe autistic people on a date.
They are the cringiest
lesbian date too, I guess. I don't know.
So they like they run into each other and she is.
They're cute.
It's not cute. Yeah. It's not cute at all. It's the cringiest. I think it's cute.
You don't think autistic people can
not
be
these
cute?
Two. Not these two.
Wow.
Not
okay. These two.
I think it could be case by case and not just. Having autism sure. doesn't make you cute.
Definitely not here
but there is like oh my god I'm doing yeah. the actual like Nate if you could look there's a lot of like oh well I don't know I'm like
oh
sorry I don't know it's like it was the worst fucking thing ever and on top of that it gets it's shit. A really weird bug story about bugs that want to fuck they don't want to fuck people but they like procreate with people and it's yeah it was
they have they procreate in people like that's I guess the for me that's where I saw it. I didn't see it as like as sexual because they're just bugs laying eggs in the animals that they do granted it does get like some sexual with the woman but I don't yes. know to me I didn't see it like that the first viewing
yeah I definitely did.
So is this the one I'm looking up here that's from 2006?
Sick Girl?
Maybe?
Sick Girl from Masters of horror.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a goofy one. It's I like it. It's like a C tier. Like just down the middle.
It's just like I'm looking at the director
it's
and
not
the
good.
Writer and I'm like and I'm like now okay, I understand.
Yeah, understand.
Now I get what you're that's talking about.
Effects, so yeah, I saw that yeah, some really cool effects, you know. And sure I might have conflated some things and made things it's not like an outright like it's just like it's very clear that you could tell that it was written by men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, without it being an outright like lesbian.
I was just like
oh my god, fuck fest. You know, it's not that.
Yeah.
It was still written by nerds.
No, definitely.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, that fucking not like it made me uncomfortable. Well, I mean, I guess it did, but I was just like, that movie fucking sucked, Dala.
How do you become exposed to these things,
well,
Dala?
That's an anthology. That makes sense, though.
Like, yeah, the Master of Horror actually has like all the best directors. So John Carpenter has one. Dario Argento.
So are you
I
watching?
Think Wes Anderson,
are you watching through like the series?
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. And trust me, that is not the worst one out of all. In fact, like I said, it's very middle of the road because it's not like it's not a bad movie. It's entertaining. It's not like. Because the worst movie, I think, can be, like, just boring.
Yeah.
And I wasn't bored, I can tell you that. Like, but it's not good.
Like I thought it
good.
Sucked.
I mostly wanted to show...
Masters Hoki, of but... Horror is a bit of a misnomer, then, I would say.
Well, that's... it's weird, because that guy didn't...
It's
that's
mostly...
That's, like, his first... So that director... Yeah, that director made May, and then they're like, oh, he is now a Master of Horror, but it's like, that's his first movie.
Yeah.
Why are you giving him, like,
Yeah.
Are you declaring
you
that?
You might have
well,
gotten lucky.
And like I said, all right, tell you what. If you want to see the worst one that I've seen, because this is all season one, watch Chocolate. Chocolate is literally the worst one. that I remember being like, this is, sucks. This is like the worst. But,
and then if you want to see a good movie, you go watch Chocolate, the Kung Fu movie, and then you have a good time.
And if you want to watch a sexy movie, you watch Chocolat with Johnny Depp.
Ooh. No.
The way all those fucking chocolate movies, all right. Yeah, Cigarette Burns is one of the best. That's John Carpenter. Reanimator Stuart Gordon's is pretty
good.
But
that's why, like, they do have actual good horror directors. And, like, anthology series are always, like, really fun.
They just needed a fill.
But Jesus Christ, I thought that was a big miss. Just, I also don't like the, I'm never a fan of, like, interspecies. Like, it's gonna fucking go and turn you into one of them, or, like, also try to fuck you, too. Like, I didn't like The Shape of Water.
So you don't like Splice?
Yeah, I don't like Splice.
Yeah.
Sorry, Spooky Goodnight.
I was like, for me, like I said, I don't really care for that either, but I think with this one, it was... I the first viewing, at the very least, I saw it more as a, like... It's just they're bugs, and it's like they lay eggs in its prey, and that's kind of like what some bugs actually do. Also, there's a funny line where a guy was like, this bug eats mammals? No bugs do that. And really, me and Gibbledang were like listing like
it's
five
like, there's
bugs.
A lot of bugs that do that. Yeah. It's like,
right away.
It's like trapdoor
spider,
this one,
tarantula hug, ants. We talked about, we're like, oh yeah, ants.
Yeah, it's like,
if it's already dead, they'll eat anything. Ever. Yeah.
Grasshopper, yeah. Or not grasshoppers. Well, I think grasshoppers too, but praying mantises will eat mice.
Locusts? Or
yeah,
praying antis can eat a bird. God damn.
Praying antis. Stay prayed up, mantises. Stay prayed up.
Insert that sound bite.
Stay prayed up.
Prayed up.
Is there still a bomb?
Yeah, but we haven't gone under 40. We're still under. Oh wait, no. Well, we are still under 49 right now. So how does that work?
Yeah, we still have to. Oh, you can keep going. I mean, do you want to talk about Hellboy for a minute?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of horror movies,
it's very. So it's almost like this is the opposite of speed. This is.
All right, wait, hold. You know, pull over. Let's go inside of this
drawn
techno
out and
rave.
Long and slow.
Yeah, let's go into this techno rave place while we fight kung fu.
It's super
vampires here.
Super funny. Yeah. I went on a date with somebody and they were talking about like they like Bob's Burgers and stuff, and they were talking about speed because I guess there's an episode that centers on speed.
This based off of speed. Nice.
And they kept calling it Speed Bus. They're, yeah, you know that Keanu Reeves movie, Speed Bus, you know? Bus. Where there's the bomb on the bus and, you know, in whatever.
The bus on the
bomb.
I'm
just like, what the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck is Speed Bus? She's like, the movie from the 90s. I'm like, what the?
Hey, the
I'm like, no, but what the fuck is a speed bus? like, okay, but like, what is that?
Yeah.
Well, you know, speed bus as opposed to its sequel, Speedboat.
Yeah, of course. Which is, at least a speedboat is a thing.
But it's also funny. It's it also funny because we were talking about Shrek, and I kept calling the fourth one Shrek Goes Forth. I'm like, yeah, Shrek Goes Forth. Nice. That's the name of the fourth one, right? Like, and I just kept calling it that, but literally, I thought that was the name of the fourth Shrek.
Oh, did you? I thought you were fucking
no,
with
them. Really? I thought you were fucking
no,
with
I,
them,
it's,
too.
It's because it turns out that, I looked it up with them, too. In 2007, they announced the movie was going to be called Shrek Goes Forth, and I must have... Not
what?
I must have missed something in between that time.
Well, yeah, then you stopped hearing
when
Shrek
they changed
news.
It to Forever
yeah,
After.
So
okay, I was just, I don't even know what it is.
My mind,
that's so.
You know what the
my mind was blown.
The craziest thing about it is that it doesn't get a number. It's called Shrek Forever After, and they didn't take the opportunity to call it Four Ever After. Which is insane. I thought, if I figured that would be the whole point.
You know what's really insane is Bad Boys Forever.
Yeah,
whatever
that
it is.
Sucks.
For Life.
Bad Boys for Life is the third one. And now they're making a fourth one.
Yeah.
It's the third one?
Yep. And then they made a fourth one, which is Ride or Die, or I don't know what it's called.
Bad Boys 5.
Yeah, 5. that's perfect.
Hedging me bets.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess, yeah, let's talk about Hellboy. Okay, before we get into that, I'm a big Hellboy fan. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Guillermo del Toro's stuff. I think, you know, the first one is the closest that we're going to get to, like, a adaptation. Like, it's very much like almost a one-to-one adaptation of the first couple books with, like, some different, like, it's just maybe not the
elements,
same tone. Yeah,
changes.
Different elements, different tone. But still, overall, a very good movie. The second one, it was an original story. It's not as good as the first one, but it's still, like, pretty fun.
Is it written by Mignola, or does he have any, for the second?
I don't.
Does he have any, like, play in that?
I don't think he wrote it. because I think the only one he might have written
is the newest one.
The newest one.
I'm just wondering, like, if he wrote or helped at least, like, consult for a new story, I'd be like, oh, okay, that'd be the only reason I would want to not do, like, a straight up adaptation of something instead of just doing my own thing, like, or if he okayed it or something. And I feel like Guillermo del Toro is usually pretty good at, like, getting that, like, okay from the creator usually, but maybe that was before that.
Oh, it was really early on, happened. Yeah, because it was 2005. But you know, Hellboy 2 came out.
Oh, same year as Sick Girl.
Hell yeah. No, that was 2006.
Yeah, close enough.
You know, the second one was okay. I think they were going to make a third one, but I think it's just litigation, studio shit. Speaking of David Harbour, they made the reboot in 2019, which was straight up like, God, I was so fucking disappointed because they just saw the success of Deadpool and Venom, and they tried to make Hellboy like a edgy, rated R, like, fucking quippy. He's like, they made him much more of like a teenager in the David Harbour reboot. Very angsty.
Played by David Harbour.
Yeah. Very angsty. That's
funny. Very angsty.
Which, yeah. You know, comic book Hellboy, he's brooding. He's very much like an average Joe, but it's like the job is getting to him. You know what I mean? Like, he's very like sullen. Like, he's not angsty, but he's just like a little downtrodden. Like, he's got the weight of the world on his shoulders. It's that kind of character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's more stoic and less like lashing out constantly over small things.
It's funny, I've seen it. I don't remember shit, so I feel like I can't even chime in with how it is. It seems like
they just wrote him like Wolverine.
Wolverine, probably. Deadpool. It wasn't Hellboy, but that movie was such a butt rock, dad butt rock the movie. Like, oh my God, it was such a dad movie. It was such a dad action movie with stupid dad music, you know what I mean? And like, oh my God, terrible CGI, terrible action. Like, there's a scene where he fights giants, and it's set to like a bunch of butt rock, and like at one point the editing is so bad that his fist switches hands, it switches sides.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not catch that.
You know, so it's just like,
or if I did, I don't remember catching it.
I didn't catch it either.
So, you know, I love Hellboy, and it's that hurt to see. That really fucking sucked. I was like, damn. I thought maybe the design was a little cool, but other than that, I was like, fuck. And then, yeah, they announced that there was a reboot, another reboot, 5 years after the last one. I'm immediately not feeling good about it. They announced the company, Millennium. Definitely not feeling good about it. They put out, like, lower budget schlock.
Yum.
The movie was, like, filmed in, like, 2 months or a month. Very tight production schedule. It was, like, filmed 2 years ago. And, yeah, you know, I was kind of, like,
and
cautiously.
That's this film?
Yeah, that was this one. I was like cautiously optimistic the whole time, obviously, because I love Hellboy, and I guess this movie is the first one that's like a direct adaptation, because the first Hellboy movie was like a kind of a mix of the first couple books, but this one is straight up like supposed to be adapting a story like one-to-one, and I think it's also written by Mike Mignola, the movie.
That's what I saw, because the trailer says, like, from Mike Mignola or something.
From the sick and twisted mind of Mike Mignola.
From the demented machinations.
From the horrid fucking abomination of his mind.
From the wretched and vile and disgusting mind of Mike Mignola.
Pull up thesaurus, let's see.
From the icky thinkums of...
From the eel cooties mind of Mike Mignola.
So...
Of Mencia. Yeah.
I think one of the, you know, there's a bunch of nails in the coffin for the last Hellboy, or for the newest Hellboy, but one of the last ones for me was that it was being directed by one of the guys who directed Crank. Another amazing action movie.
Action.
Yeah.
Not Crank 2,
Statham. Oi, fucking cunt, come here. Let me crank you.
Dude,
speaking of that, real quick, can you guys hook those...
I'm the crank.
Can you hook the car batteries to me? I gotta get my jolt back up. Gotta get back up to 49.
Amazing.
My boy. Look how they massacred my boy.
That trailer...
I can't get a break.
I gotta say... Yeah, that trailer was rough, to be honest. I thought when you had told me about it that I was going to be watching it so that you could say good things about it during the podcast. But then I watched it and I was like, dear God, what am I looking at? Because first of all, It looks like a CW TV show.
It looks so
TV
fanfic.
Show.
It looks so low
yeah.
budget.
Like, the way it is... Yeah, it looks like... Oh, that's really what it looks like. It looks like someone who made... it looks like those Star Wars fan films that are always in woods.
Yeah.
In the
oh,
woods,
my God.
So that they can have
a wood
lightsaber
planet.
Fight.
Yeah.
Or because it's free. You don't need permits to film in the woods as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's... That, like, that is the vibe it's giving. It's just like... we needed to make this as fast as possible with no set,
dude,
set
once,
dressing.
Once that trailer came up and the first production company that popped up was Ketchup Production Company, I'm like, I'm gonna fucking kill myself. What the fuck is this? Ketchup Production Company, yeah.
I was gonna say, watching the trailer, it's funny. It looks like a low-budget Evil Dead movie, and then it every now and then cuts to Hellboy, and I'm like, what is like so out of place?
Yeah,
and he also doesn't look
that
good. That
is exactly
at all, in my opinion.
That is exactly what it looks like. It looks
like he's in a different
he
movie.
He is completely out of place. He is in someone else's
the
movie.
The makeup looks like shit.
Actual Deadpool looks. Not Deadpool. Actual Hellboy looks.
You know, it
gross.
Looks like nothing. And I think at least I appreciated that about the David Harbour one is because. You know, Ron Perlman.
It looks so.
Ron Perlman. Good. They made it look like more like a person, like more like just him.
Mm-hmm.
But the David Harbour one, I think they really tried to make like the proportions of the comic book, like if you look
like
at him
wise.
Like from an angle, he really does look like the Mike Mignola drawing. Like he's got like a jutting chin, like he's got the furrowed brow and the kind of nose and the way the cheekbones jut out. I think they did a good job with that, but everything else was like, you know. But yeah, I'm.
I was going to say real quick, just like, as a Mignola fan, because I do like his art, I don't really read Hellboy, but the thing I would want to see, and I don't know if maybe you guys can speak to this or not, is I kind of want to see like how they made Sin City, the movie, with all the dark shadows and everything, but for this,
oh
because Mignola's art, and even Corbin and, Forgetto or something, their art is a lot of dark, deep blacks and like shadows, and this movie
it's
is all bright.
Yeah.
It's like, jeez, this looks nothing like it.
It's all this movie's. Oh, that's the other thing. It's in that. It's in that awful hue shifted, fake
gray.
Dark. Even though the set is actually in the daylight gray, like it is. Like there's like some people like take the opportunity to tell dark stories and use interesting lighting, and then bad directors and filmmakers just do it all in gray. And it's just
like
sorry, know,
Gibbledang.
There's no contrast. There's no deep shadows. Like, there's no... it looks like it's just all gray.
It's crazy. Because like, I do have an attachment for this character, but it's like, fuck, is it like... What other character has been like, pummeled into the ground for the last, like, 16...
Morbius? Oh, 16 years, never mind. Yeah.
Almost.
I was gonna say all the characters you like, but... No, I was gonna say, you know what this is? You got a really good Batman movie that you love. Like, it's, like, probably 10 out of 10, I imagine, for you. So the world's just balancing that and giving you the,
with
like,
others,
the 1 out of 10. Yeah,
from the
like,
other franchises,
you know,
I like.
Yeah, true.
Well, I'd rather have the 1 out of 10 Magic the Gathering movie.
Whoa,
no,
damn.
No, that needs to be the 10 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, shots fired.
It deserves a good start. It doesn't deserve an Aragorn death.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited for... Also, side note, I am excited for the Aragorn TV show.
Oh, there's actually...
The Disney Plus
show. See, maybe it'll work better there.
After... I really liked the Percy Jackson one, so...
Nice. I kept thinking of Aragorn.
Cool. I didn't know they did that.
I'm like, I didn't know they're making a show about Aragorn.
It's the part where he breaks his toe.
I also watched
Did you know?
Oh, yes.
When he kicks that helmet in real life, he broke his toe.
Yeah, it's about him dealing with the toe.
Did you know if you break your toe in Lord of the Rings, you
toe
break
in
your
real
toe
life.
In real life?
Actually, speaking of breaking toes, well, I don't know if I can go in my wink or if there's much, but I actually, funny enough, saw a UFC fight with some friends where a guy got the knockout kick by breaking his fucking toe on someone's face. It was pretty kind of cool.
Woo.
Yeah, I'm not
well, I don't think that's how he got the knockout kick, you know what I mean?
No, he did.
No, it was the toe.
Oh my
like,
God.
The toe specifically is what pushed it over the edge.
I think the toe might have been a result.
It was like the the toenail, like, cut the guy's jugular and actually
when they did him. When they did slow motion, they noticed his toe stuck up more than the rest of his foot, like, straight up at, like, a 90-degree angle. So that's the first point of contact.
pressure point.
He was he had to like hyperextend his toe so that he could like he barely missed, but he's like, oh, I gotta break my toe and kick his and hit him in the face.
Thank God my middle toe is like a centimeter. Ugh, there we go.
It's like watching Baki.
Yeah,
Bakugan. It's like watching Bakugan.
You mind if I jump into my week while we fight off these kung fu vampires?
They're sucking
me. They're kick sucking me.
The blood because of vampires.
Actually, speaking of vampires, I saw the movie for the first time, Vampires Kiss, in the Alamo Draft House, which was actually pretty fun. Yeah.
Been on your list for a while?
Kinda. It's one of those ones I never saw because, I mean, I've seen all the memes and it's like, oh, I don't need to see this. And then watching, I'm like, oh, this is a good one. This is pretty good. Pretty good reason to watch it. Pretty good location to watch it.
Hmm. What were the memes behind Vampire's Kiss?
Have you seen the Nicolas Cage eyes? Yeah, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. And like all the images where his like eyes are big.
Yeah.
It's just Nicolas Cage being Nicolas Cage. Which
just Nicolas Cage going insane on camera for money, right?
There's a lot of memes from that one, yeah. I'm so excited for Long Legs, speaking of. His new horror movie.
Dude, July's getting fucking... This summer is getting hit with some banger horror movies, surprisingly.
Oh, I guess I was thinking of another one. Was there a recent movie where Nicolas Cage was Dracula specifically? Oh, Renfield. Or is it that
Renfield,
one?
Renfield.
Wait, so he's been a vampire twice in a row now?
Not in a row, recently? But yeah. It's like Vampire's Kiss is like the 90s.
Is this one older? I don't know this one.
Yeah, you're good. No, that's 90s. Well, fucking Willem Dafoe's going to play Van Helsing when in the past he's played Nosferatu, so everyone gets two vampire roles.
Wait, William Dafoe's gonna play Van Helsing
in the Nosferatu movie
currently,
or like the
Van Helsing equivalent, the scientist vampire hunter.
Nosferatu,
Shadow of the Vampire,
that's another remake that's coming out that looks really good.
Yeah, speaking of good trailers, shit. Yeah, and just the last thing I wanted to really quick is give one more Pride recommendation, even though it's, you know, after the fact. Just that, you know, just wanted to make sure I hit my fucking goals. I'm going to recommend the book.
Goals!
I'm going to recommend the artist, Trang Le Nguyen, or Trungles on IG.
Such a good name.
He's a gay creator. He made the book The Magic Fish, amongst other art. He's a comic book artist, or like an artist and writer. But The Magic Fish is great. It's like a YA novel where it's kind of semi-autobiographical, where it's like this Vietnamese immigrant family. Art's beautiful. It's very much like Alice in Wonderland style. But this kid, like young boy, he's Vietnamese immigrant with his mom, I think. He's realizing he's gay and he's trying to figure out how to come out as gay to his mom, but also learn the language.
Is a connection to
classical music. No, you're good. It's legally mandated in this podcast. Every time someone's gay, they have to be
also could have a connection to classical music.
Or vice versa.
Music.
If anyone has a connection to classical music, they also have to be gay.
True.
Either way.
They are also gay. Inherently gay. Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, no, it's a beautiful story. Like I said, it's him trying to figure out, it's like him teaching his mom through fantasy stories, and also trying to figure out, how do I come out to her? And I need to learn Vietnamese, or she needs to learn English so we can figure out how to like communicate this. So yeah, that's my Pride reco for the, so we have three or four, because I was late one of them. But
nice.
Now that we're done with the gay and classical stuff, let's get into the real action of this fucking episode, baby.
Oh,
we only got 10 minutes left.
Bombs and butts.
Do you want to talk about Superman?
Sure.
Oh no! Did something happen to Superman?
Have you seen any?
Did another Superman fall off a horse?
Have you guys seen any of the set pictures for Superman?
I will right now.
Yeah, pretty. It looks pretty good. You know, speaking of action, it looks really promising. Honestly, ever since once I watched Guardians of the Galaxy 3, I've always been a fan of James Gunn. I always knew that he could like handle his characters. I'm very excited. Very excited for this like hopeful and optimistic take on Superman. The costume looks cool.
I will say, honestly, I don't know. I think the costume looks fine. It's just like, timing wise, I think it's like a little sad. It's a little sad that unfortunately it also kind of looks exactly like Homelander's costume.
Oh, true.
Fucking the boys.
Yeah. You know what?
The style of the collar
I don't like the stupid lines too.
Yeah.
I don't like the lines on the costume either. Really,
I don't like the collar. The lines are whatever. It's got that stupid MCU thing where the lines go down the abdomen or whatever.
Mm-hmm, to make abs.
Like that, I don't really mind.
It's just that collar.
Yeah, because the collar is from New 52, so there actually is a Superman costume with a collar, but it's just not his best one.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't even mind the collar, funny enough. It's more so the lines and the funny. S, maybe.
I love the S. I love that it looks alien. Still, yeah, there's like little there's a bunch of like set dressings and stuff that shows like fake newspapers, and on one of the newspapers there's a reference to like, I think it's either All-Star Superman or one of those comics where Superman flies a bus full of like cancer patients to go see Egypt, like that that already makes me like, oh my god, this is gonna be like just automatically like a happier, hopeful take on Superman.
Yeah, it's funny. I see a photo that's like there's one where Superman's getting like escorted by Black Noir from The Boys, apparently.
It looks like it,
in all black. Yeah, which is funny that you mentioned that, Jim Leonard Nate. There's an image of that next to like him in handcuffs with Man of Steel. I'm like, geez, Man of Steel's like, it's like all black and white, essentially all saturated. Where this is like, okay, it's like, I guess color. It's a set photo though. It's not, it's not like edited yet.
So I really like it. I think it's going to be interesting because the rumors are that Superman is going to be fighting either a clone of himself or an evil version of himself. And I think that James Gunn.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm.
I think James Gunn being from Marvel.
He'll be
like,
fine, I'm sure.
Well, I think him knowing the whole issue with like, okay, I think it's going to be a commentary on Marvel having like the same villains or the same like the hero just fights like a palette swap themselves. Of him. You know, I think it's going to comment on that. And my other theory is that so it's Ultraman, but he's going to like devolve into Bizarro because he's like a clone of Superman. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, from like the New 52.
No, I'm
like version.
No.
Because I think that's what the New 52 version is like. He's a clone of Superman, not from another world, and he devolves, and that's why he looks like he's an imperfect clone.
I thought you meant like Ultraman. I was like,
That part is probably the only different part. Because I know in New 52, Lex Luthor makes a clone, and then it's just like that degrades. And so with you mentioning clone, I think it's funny. I'm more stoked for Mr. Terrific, actually. Like, all right, cool, someone new. I think that's also why I'm like, Superman versus Superman, because I'm like, give me Mr. McBlitick or like fucking someone cool. I don't know, someone different.
I think Lex is going to be the main villain.
Brainiac.
I think Lex is going to be, I think he's going to get his power suit in this one.
Yeah, Brainiac would be cool.
Brainiac would be great.
Okay.
Any kind of Brainiac.
Yeah, Brainiac's cool. I really want a Superman Brainiac movie, like, that's live action. To be honest, that's what I've been waiting for a long time. Because
I think it's going to be a good refresher. I think it's going to be the right, you know, get everything right on track.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, shit. That's like right on topic, because we're going to be talking about action movies, kind of like how we did that sci-fi episode a few. And the good thing is we only have to talk for like 10 minutes left. We only have like 10 more minutes, guys, and we can get the fuck out and put AI to this bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
10 more minutes to make sure the bomb doesn't go, doesn't blow up.
A.K.A.
But another 50 minutes to make sure the president doesn't get
exploded with the bomb, and A.K.A. my ass.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess just to start off things, I mean, you know, we're going to be talking about action movies because it's 4th of July this week. I thought it would be kind of a fun little bombs, explosions, action-packed.
Do an eagle.
Of explosions.
Oh, I'll do the one from Smiling Friends with the jet.
Yeah, nice.
I love my friends.
I love my friends. I love my country. I love my God. Just put the clip in there.
Before we delve into some like movie like specifics, I'm just curious. Like, what are some like things you like in action movies or don't like in action movies? Like, what do you look for in action movies? And the thing that I love about action, real quick, is just that it's such a generic or broad. There's action horror, action comedy, there's straight action, bunch of other ones, I'm sure. I'm for kung fu
like
movies,
the flower
westerns, probably
of the flowery ingredient of film.
Like movie of like genres.
But
what are some what are some genres or what things you like in action movies or even don't like in action movies?
Well, I mean, obviously top of the list, kung fu movies are probably, in my opinion, like the best kind of action movie. Kung fu movies and alternatively also Bollywood action movies.
God, those are
They have they have a level of fantasy to them that is just so fun and whimsical that it's just absolutely always entertaining to watch. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of like the wire trick kung fu movies as much, unless there's like an in-universe reason as to why they can do like above,
like jump human like a things. Building, yeah,
exactly, yeah. But like, but when they have those reasons, like when you like watch like, you know, Journey to the West or whatever, and it's like the Monkey King who's fighting, and it's like, okay, yeah, sure, he's a god. Yeah.
He's also a monkey.
And he monkey. So stuff like that, that makes perfect sense. Or like when they use the wire tricks in, when they started making Star Wars Acolyte into a kung fu movie, which I was fine with, that made perfect sense, because it's like, why aren't they doing that all the time? If all of these force users can use the force, like, why wouldn't they use it to edit their, like, to affect their movement?
Their number one use for the force is to cheat with dice.
Yeah, to cheat with dice. Yeah. And intestinal dissension.
Is the greatest force ability.
That too. Top two.
Right. Honestly, force shit your pants would be pretty effective.
To force other people?
Could just point at someone and just be like, pew.
You have to, like, follow the colon.
You have to like trace through the intestine. Yeah. It's like, see, I've thought about that with waterbending too. If you're a waterbender, couldn't you just make someone like shit their pants?
Probably.
Like immediately. Just be like, waterbending style, diarrhea.
If I was a Sith, I would do the force shit yourself, but I'd pull it out of them just directly like a fucking chest burster from Alien.
Jesus Christ.
If I'm a Sith. Just be like,
but I'm not a Sith, so what I said wasn't concerning or anything.
God, I would never want to fight you as a villain, Dala. Jesus. See, that makes me want to, I've been wanting to run a D&D campaign for a long time where it's going to be, I want to be the DM and be removed, but then there is one person who is a player who gets picked as the villain.
Oh, okay.
And they take their turns entirely separate from the rest of the group. They don't know what the group is doing, and the group doesn't know what the villain's doing.
Ooh, yes. That's cool.
And then the idea of the campaign would be for the villain to see if they could stop
the heroes.
The group.
Yeah.
The heroes. And the heroes to see if they could stop the villain. And I, as the like impartial DM, would see who would win. Rather than me, the DM, being the villain also.
You're basically playing, like, Civilization or Warcraft at that point. Like, StarCraft.
Yeah.
That's great, though. It sounds so fun.
No, yeah. It's like StarCraft, but then we're playing...
It's like those mini games in Mario Party where it's 1v3.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, go on with the...
Yeah, so Kung Fu, best of the best. And I'd say, like, in the kung fu like genre, I think one of the most accessible like movies for people to pick up and watch, and that is just like, is also, you know, a little sci-fi fantasy, so it's like obviously a little bit more in my wheelhouse. Jet Li's the one. Nice. Like, because like I feel like throwing people straight into like more obscure kung fu like subtitles only like films right away can be a little much. So I think starting someone off with Jet Li's
doesn't
the
Jason
one
Statham come is... out at the end. He's like, oi, now you gotta fight me, fucking cunt.
I thought he was the other one he fights. Like, isn't he on the cover? I don't know.
No.
What's the premise?
The premise of Jet Li's the one is that he has to fight himself.
Because there could only be one Jet Li.
Yeah. Fair. So basically he discovers there's a multiverse. And there is an evil Jet Li who is going from multiverse to multiverse, killing the other Jet Lis. Because when one of the other yous in another multiverse dies, your like life essence gets redistributed to the rest of the living ones. The evil Jet Li thought, oh, if I kill all the rest of the Mis, I will absorb all their power. But he didn't realize that as he does that, it gets evenly distributed to the last living ones. So that means the good guy, Jet Li, is getting just as strong, just as fast.
Yeah. So I was thinking of the movie Poster for War with Jet Li and Jason Statham. But it also looks like Jason Statham is in the one, or there's at least clips that like come up when I Google search it, or images.
I'm also thinking of that other... I'm thinking of... What's that Jet Li one with fucking... He's the animal? No, that's Rob Schneider. But he's like,
yeah, Chuck, I love the animal, Jet Li.
What a great kung fu movie.
I can kick like a bear.
Kick like a bear. Not like a kangaroo or anything.
No.
What?
I mean, he could do that too, but yeah.
It's like the one where he has a collar on him And if they take the collar off of him, he goes crazy because he was raised like an animal.
Suicide Squad?
Or something. Yeah, it's the Suicide Squad. Unleashed. It's called Unleashed.
I don't think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's a... Oh, is it a French? Oh, no, it's a... Yeah, 2005, directed by the same director
who
made The Incredible Hulk.
Ooh, Ang Lee?
No.
Directed Jet Li?
Louis Leterrier.
A dog? A dog directed that movie? You're telling me a dog fried this rice?
But, you know, instead of just looking through Wikipedia...
Yeah. That's what this episode's about, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just what I wanted to talk about and touch on briefly. Was just, you know, Kung Fu movies are amazing. I've watched a lot of them. And Jet Li's The One is, an excellent starting place to start delving into Kung Fu movies.
Yeah, I'll check that one out.
You know, growing up, I definitely watched all the classics. You know, Predator, Terminator, Aliens. Funny enough, those all happen to be sci-fi. I definitely feel like I lean more towards, like, not action adjacent, but, you know, action isn't at the forefront of whatever, you know, kind of movies I would want to watch. So, like, I had never seen the John Wick movies until I moved in with you, Dala, like, a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then you proceeded to show me the fucking four of them. And I thought they were good.
Like, yo, check this out.
I thought they were good. It was very, I really think it's diminishing returns for sure.
Yeah. What is the best?
I very much don't like straightforward action. You know, I do appreciate more like character beats and, you know, not like John Wick wasn't impressive because that's a fucking amazing movie. But like, for example, I love Hot Fuzz. That's one of my favorite action movies of all time. I think when it comes to action, for me, it's got to be more than just literally the physical, like, explosions, like, actual, like, physical action. In reference to, like, Edgar Wright, the way that he makes something like flushing a toilet or brushing your teeth or, you know, like, little transitions like that, the way that he gives, like, scenes like that, the feel of action, you know, like, I think that's incredible. You know, Hot Fuzz, Baby Driver, making the mundane seem so much bigger than it actually is. I definitely think those, Hot Fuzz, Baby Driver. It has been a while since I've seen these two movies, but I did watch them in, film class a while ago.
Hot Fuzz and Baby Driver?
The ones I'm about to say.
Gotcha.
Run, Lola, Run, and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Both of those, like, awesome. You know, going back to the Kung Fu, the wire work on Crouching Tiger, amazing, but also it's just so much more of like a, it's just got just a deeper story. And then Run Lola Run, that one is, have you guys seen Run Lola Run?
No, I want to see that screening.
No, I don't think I've seen that.
So I think it's a
American?
German or French? German. I think maybe German, but okay. It's about this woman who, I believe she goes to rob a bank. And it's just that scene. It's either she goes to rob a bank or she goes and helps her boyfriend rob a liquor store or something.
Mm.
And like, it's just that basic like premise. Like you'll see that scene play out at first. And maybe it's like a 5-minute scene, like her waking up from her apartment, going down, you know, they get this all, they rob the store or whatever. And I forgot exactly how it goes down, but like, let's say they die, right? Like they get shot immediately. The movie picks back up again with her waking up in her apartment. It's not like an infinite time loop thing. It's just like, okay, she wakes up in her apartment. It's the same day, but now it's a little bit different. Maybe instead of running left, she turns right this time. And then you see that play out. And then maybe something, there's a different ending to that. And then it picks up again. You know, she wakes up in her apartment. She's got to go do this thing. And then she goes.
It's Madame Webb.
The movie does that. You know, it's really good. It's a really good use of action in the sense of, I guess, action in the sense of direction and, like, I don't know. Yeah, the way that it just pushes the story forward, I very much appreciate that.
It's like action Groundhog
creative, Day. Yeah, creative uses of action, you know?
Live, Die, Repeat, or whatever that Tom Cruise one, too.
But it's not, like, it's not a time loop or anything. So she's not like, conscious. She's not like, oh, my God, I'm stuck. It's just like, no, this is just, you're seeing different, the same scene, but iteration. Different versions of it. I think even one of them might be animated.
Oh,
it's
nice.
It's really good. It's really good. But that's I really like creative uses of action, you know, because apart from that, for me, it just, the other stuff kind of blurs together, you know. It is, I do like pulse pounding stuff. Like there are some, I don't know, like scenes specifically would be like the hallway fight in Daredevil, which very much.
Say Old Boy.
Well, yeah, that very much is a reference
to the hallway fight. Yeah, that one's crazy.
Fucking hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, my toesies.
Yeah, that old boy. Oh, the knife. When the knife is sticking out of his back for like half of that fight, I'm just like, my whole body just like, is just entirely that scene, tensed up. Like, oh,
that scene was
man.
My personality for like fucking a year.
Oh god.
Did you guys see that fight scene in Old Boy? So fucking cool.
You enter like a party and there's like a hallway you're like imaginally. Yeah. Yeah, you're just like, oh, I bet I can fucking like knock off this person and
thank God
I have my trusty hammer.
God,
that's fair. I feel like for me, I mean, I love all types of action, whether it's like a good, actual good movie. And I think sci-fi, like Aliens is probably one of my favorites. Predator as well, like for action, especially. Fury Road, like fucking solid, just nonstop action.
Yeah, Fury Road.
We
can
stop recording now. We just hit the 49-minute mark.
Whew. Oh, cool, cool. All right. Well, AI. Hello, this is me, Dala, AI version.
The second. Oh, no. The second butt bomb
has been installed. Yeah. Oh no! Now this time it's not Dennis Hopper. It's Willem Dafoe this time. God damn it! He's gay and he's got classical music on him. Fuck!
He's got classical music on him. Watch out!
Shit! It's gonna go off in another 49. one type of action I feel like I want to kind of highlight that hasn't really been discussed yet is I love, and it's for me, I just love crazy fucking action, whether it's like supposed to be goofy on purpose. Or just like Fast and the Furious, where you're like launching cars at people and like using their trajectory to somehow not die when landing on another car. One movie that comes to mind too is Versus. It's a Japanese movie. This is probably not a good entryway, but if you love goofy action movie, there's a Yakuza like fight going on, and in the same time, zombies come to life. And so they're doing like Matrix style fighting where they're like flipping, doing karate, kung fu. Yeah, gun fu. I think there's like a shot where he like shoots a guy through a guy's open head, like got like a bullet hole through his head. It's like crazy shit like that. Yeah, just I love that kind of stuff. I love stylized like Escape from New York or Big Trouble, where it's like very, and like, again, like another kung fu one with Big Trouble in Little China. But yeah, I think those are some like solid ones. I'm curious to hear, do you guys have, because like I think one big component of action movies too is like one-liners. Do you guys have any favorite one-liners from like movies or like something you feel like people should check out? Like,
keep it up my ass, Chuck. It's my favorite.
Yeah, that one. It's
yeah,
best one.
Of course, there's that.
There's the samurai cop one.
I feel like it's hard because like half of the ones that I remember are just memorable because they were said in Arnold Schwarzenegger's Austrian accent. Like, I have no idea if they're actually good lines. It's just everybody remembered them because they sounded so memorable when he was like,
"Get to the chopper,"
and it's like, "Hey, hey, hey, he's
you want I'm a farmer. American. You want a few acres?" Like,
I mean, the Die Hard lines.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
Die Hard 2. Yeah, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Always great.
Hail to the king, baby.
My goat would be, I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass, and I'm all out of gum. Like, that's
I'm all out of
probably
bubblegum,
my favorite
yeah.
fucking Roddy, right? Roddy.
Rodney Piper.
Rodney Piper, okay. But I don't know, is there any that y'all can think of? I mean, if not, no biggie. I can.
Hail to the king, baby.
Who's that? Who's that?
Ash, Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Oh, get away from her, you bitch. Oh, that's such
a
good
one.
That's a fucking classic.
True.
Get away from her,
that's true.
Oh, it's so good.
I will say I was stumbling to look through some like lines, and I found one that I fucking love that I was gonna read to you guys real quick. It's from a movie called Showdown in Little Tokyo, I think, with Dolph Lundgren. Have either of y'all seen this? I doubt it.
I don't think so.
So it's like two guys, they're about to like get in a shootout, it seems, and one of them's just like to Dolph Lundgren, the other,
just in case we get killed, I wanted to tell you, you have the biggest dick I've ever seen on a man.
And then Dolph Lundgren's like, thanks, as they load their guns and get ready to fucking go out.
That's fucking cool, bro.
Don't know the context of it.
Wow. that line is hard, literally.
I think just in case we get
the Fallout show, the ghoul, I do this shit for the love of the game. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. So I have a little tiny game we can do, but before we get to that, I wanted to kind of, what's like, if you guys already haven't, what is like your favorite action movie, or like one you'd recommend, especially for this 4th of July? What's like a action movie, or a few even, if you want to throw out a couple, that you're like, this is my fucking, you know, superhero movie, action, horror, so forth?
I mean, in honor of 4th of July, I would say one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
would be, I believe it is Rush Hour 2, which currently still holds the record for largest indoor explosion planned. Yeah, largest indoor explosion, where they, like, accidentally, like, caused way more damage to this building than they intended.
Was it an accidental explosion? Or, like, wasn't it supposed to be as big as it was?
No,
or?
It was supposed to happen. It was supposed to happen. It just was not supposed to be quite that big. I'm going to double check.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Which one
I'm
it was.
I'm trying to think of something right now. Fuck. I feel like there was something I saw recently where I was like, oh, fuck. Well, I guess Furiosa. I think the either Furiosa and Mad Max, I think those two backed. I think if you watch Furiosa first and then Mad Max, that's a really good like 4 hour fucking car chase, really.
turn off the credits like right at Furiosa and throw in Mad Max.
Yeah,
like yeah that you way got yourself a spoil if you haven't seen it,
because I do remember watching Mad Max in theaters, Fury Road, and really, like, since that movie's like a 2 hour car chase, just my fucking heart was beating the whole time.
Yeah,
like, good, oh
yeah,
my god,
that's, I love action movies. They're very rare, but when they're like almost like 80 or 90% action, and when, and they're good, I should say.
See, like, my mind also thinks, because now I'm just thinking specifically of like things I got my heart rate going, and like yeah, in, being in the theater and being like, fuck, what's gonna happen?
Despicable Me 4, holy shit, what the fuck's gonna happen?
Godzilla Minus One, I think. The action scenes in that were really fucking, they definitely had a lot of gravity.
That's so true, that's so good.
I mean, shit, you could say any of the Godzilla movies count as action, I think, or most.
I guess in terms of like what the type of action I'm going for, or I guess it's like, I guess I just like drama. I like action dramas more, you know what I mean? Not just the...
Yeah, that's fine.
Like, I'm gonna beat people up, you know?
Yeah.
I'm back. Yeah, I think I'm gay.
I'm Godzilla. I think I'm Godzilla.
Yeah, I think I'm radioactive.
No, yeah. I think action dramas are like perfect of both worlds for sure. Yeah.
Mandy.
Can I give one more recommendation also? Oh, man, just, I was just going to say for kung fu movies, I love the Ip Man franchise.
That's right.
If anybody has not seen it.
That. I need to.
Ip Man is some of the most just fun to watch kung fu. And watching Donnie Yen do Wing Chun is so, so cool. They make it seem so interesting. Oh, yeah. They make it feel so fast. Like, it.
Dude, there's a scene where he pummels that guy's face and he just gets up and he's just.
Spoilers?
Like, yeah. That was a dude.
Oh my! Like,
oh, that sounds sick.
One of his finishing moves is that he like flips a person over so that they're like up, like sprawled, like, and they're like laying almost to the ground, and he's holding them up so they can't do anything, and he's just bashing in their nose to a bloody pulp. Like,
that sounds sick.
Wait, you haven't seen the Ip Man?
It is
me. No,
you haven't seen Ip Man?
Okay, where do I stop? Because I know some of them aren't, or because this is a bunch.
Mainly just watch
the first
three.
Okay.
Mainly just watch 1, 2.
Okay, because I think there's a bunch.
Honestly,
like,
okay, there's also, okay, when Ip Man 1 and 2 came out, a lot of people started popularizing on
kung fu
on that name.
Movies.
No, on that
name.
So there's gonna be like Ip Man Legacy.
So they made other ones,
Ip Man,
non Donnie Yen.
Yeah, just watch the Donnie Yen ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, although I will say the Ip Man prequel one,
not bad.
That doesn't have Donnie Yen in it. Actually, really good. Right. Actually, really.
Shit.
Really,
I'll
cool.
Just watch them all. Yeah, fuck it.
Much more dramatic.
I don't care if movies are terrible sometimes.
The prequel one has ninjas in it.
Watch the first one first, though.
Yeah. No, yeah, definitely. I would definitely start with the.
Just
get involved.
Just like 1, 2, 3. Because it's also cool because they're also like historical dramas, too. Because, like, they like the first one is about like China's occupation by Japan.
Yeah.
And like the second one is the fallout from the war and being basically like his life after being kicked out of his hometown and having to move to a different town and set up a new shop and try and figure things out. And he's like super poor.
And the third one, he fights Mike Tyson.
And then, like, and in the third one, he fights Mike Tyson.
Okay.
That's true. Right. He does fight Mike
Which
Tyson.
I haven't seen the
Honestly,
third.
See that Mike.
I hope it's just straight up Mike
Tyson. Mike
Tyson
fight.
But like, it's not him playing a character, or is it him? Like,
oh,
as,
he is. Oh,
okay.
Character.
I was like,
yeah,
I just wanted to be.
Tyson,
I am just Mike Tyson for some reason.
But man, when Mike Tyson looks at that man and speaks Chinese,
oh
to
my
him,
god! Oh,
in Mike Tyson's voice,
fire.
Literally, there are very few things in this world that are as entertaining.
Yeah. No shit. All right. Yeah, I don't delve into kung fu movies too often. I've actually recently started the Bruce Lee collection, though, and those have been like pretty fucking good. But the first couple are in Chinese, so you would need subtitles.
I know I'm a terrible kung fu movie like fan for this, but I don't know. I feel like for me, like Bruce Lee is like, that's the harder to watch kung fu movies because of the pacing.
Yeah, 70s movies.
It's like, the origin of it.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, the origins. And it's just like, it's a lot harder for me to watch. But that's also just goes with my general, like, hard to consume old media. Yeah. Like, that's just me. In general, like, now that I know what things can look like, I can watch the old versions without just being like, oh, but now I wish they could just do the thing.
I think what I appreciated most about that, and I, you know, I probably would have never watched this if I had not seen the Kill Bill movies, you know, like to get that's really also into, true. You know?
All of, yeah, Quentin Tarantino in general,
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah?
a must much watch. All
yeah,
oh, Django Unchained, Django.
Especially if you want exploitative Sheesh. Action, gore,
bastards.
Yeah. Yeah, go for
yeah, goofy honestly, stuff.
Oh my god, Inglourious Basterds! All of his
fucking movies, honestly, damn.
I think he does like a good blend of like action and like goofy action, but not extremely unrealistic. Where you're like
exploitative,
it's just like absurdist.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I think of the part where Django shoots the like maid and she flies left, even though she should fly that way.
Yeah, it's like,
but okay, it's like you never give a shit. It's like yeah.
And yeah, definitely. I mean, all of his movies have such like phenomenal action.
I can't go on with this. I'm an American. I love this country. My country.
The Crow. The Crow's a really good one. I think you guys should watch The Crow. Yeah, that one's really cool. You know, I haven't seen that one since I probably talked about it a while ago on the podcast, but I haven't seen that one since I was a kid and I rewatched it recently. I definitely think that movie, as well as another one I want to talk about, like laid groundwork for like a lot of different action or a lot of different like things that you'll start to see in later movies. And it's actually really interesting because like there's a bunch of things that watching that movie I'm like, oh wow, I feel like I haven't seen that, you know, prior to this. Like there's a scene where like a guy's throwing a bunch of knives at the crow and he's just like smacking them out the air and then he catches one and fucking he catches one. Yeah, it's just really, really good action. And it's crazy too, because obviously, you know, talking about Bruce Lee, Brandon Lee.
True.
Yeah. Brandon Lee had died on set. He was accidentally killed by someone who loaded a round. They basically put the round into the gun. And they took out the gunpowder because, like, oh, if it doesn't have a gunpowder, it won't shoot or whatever. But still, it still fired off into Brandon Lee's chest or whatever. When Brandon Lee died, his stuntman or his, like, stunt double took over for the rest of the production. And that stunt double later went on to direct the John Wick movies.
Oh,
which
I didn't
is
realize.
Really fucking interesting.
That's cool. I knew it was a stuntman. I didn't know it was him. Huh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the stuntman who played the Crow directed the John Wick movies.
Ooh,
Chad Stahelski, I think. Yeah, yeah. The Crow, really good. I think another movie where it's funny because I'd seen a lot of different action movies before this one. And then once I saw it, I was like, oh my god, everything else is so derivative. The fucking Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the start of that style.
Matrix really is like that was it was monumental for just, I don't know, just sci-fi and action, honestly, for both sci-fi action for, I mean, I feel like it was another step in like the series of like movies that slowly brought kung fu into like the Western action movie full time as well. I was gonna say too that an actor that I wanted to kind of like throw out there just for basically I really like his action work and his like how he does his scenes. Ray Park.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I really like Ray Park and how he fights, you know, and how his embodiment of characters. The movies weren't great, but I felt like he was a very entertaining part to watch when I watched the G.I. Joe movies.
That's right.
Best action movies ever.
Snake Eyes. So like the Snake Eyes parts were kind of like the coolest parts of the movies, and it's because Ray Park is a really excellent physical actor. And
did you like that his mask had lips? The snake eyes mask. It had like
did not kissable like that, lips. Unfortunately.
Kissable lips.
They don't even they don't even open. They don't talk. They don't. They're...
Yeah. No. Perfect for kissing. Perfect shape.
Perfect.
It's kind of weird because it's kind of like it makes me think of the. It reminds me of the snake eyes has lips for like. No wait, was it Snake Eyes who had lips?
Well, the
it was the other guy.
No, so the right? So in the movie.
Oh, there it is.
In the movie, they gave him. Because, God, I'm picturing it now as opposed to, like, the like, toy. But the toy has, like, a bodysuit. Like, a full-on, like, head-to-toe bodysuit. The movie is, like, he's got, like, a rubber upper body that has, like, sculpted abs and, like, and, like, it looks like he's shirtless, but he has a, like, he's just naked from the top up. But it's a rubber body,
and then it just has like a, and then it just has a visor.
Yeah, and he's got a visor, and then like baggy pants. It's like the weirdest fucking thing ever. It looks like shit.
I forgot because they fixed it for Retaliation.
Yeah, and then they made the snake eyes.
They changed it. They changed straight up. Just changed the entire costume back to a back to the regular bodysuit and helmet. Like they were like, we fucked up.
I guess the new action or the you know Snake Eyes movie. Speaking of action, I guess that bombed, but the costume is pretty cool.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, love Ray Park's action. Loved him as Darth Maul. I think his moves and his fighting as Darth Maul also just was like monumental for me. I thought you know, it was one of the first times I actually saw somebody like fight in a film, and I was paying attention enough to like, actually be impressed. Like, wow. I was
probably the best part of that movie, in my opinion, at least. My favorite part.
Yeah, pretty much. That and the pod race.
Yeah. And no one fights like him anymore in Star Wars. Or it's like, I guess now maybe an Acolyte, but yeah, just weirdly.
He references himself in X-Men.
What does he do?
Well, when he plays, when he plays the Toad. And at one point, he picks up, like, a bar, and he does
does
one of the same moves that Darth
Maul does. Darth Maul. Oh, gotcha. I thought he was like, it's me.
He just, like, he, like, does it for a second, and then he, like, kind of, like, smiles, and it's like,
he's like, ta-da.
He's like,
Nice. I don't remember that. I'll real quick, for my recommendations, you know, I'll say for the 4th of July, America was founded by immigrants, so I think I'm going to give two movies that are action-packed that I feel... I don't know, like represent
Godfather.
Immigration. Well, I was gonna say Machete, and then Everything Everywhere All at Once. Both of those heavily influenced by like culture of like the people that immigrated there.
Yeah.
I mean, in Machete, he's actually fighting immigration. Like, basically, the government is trying to like get rid of immigration and like Mexicans, and he's actually actively fighting against that in like the most Robert Rodriguez. Badass way. I mean, shit, any of Robert Rodriguez movies, really. And then Everything Everywhere All at Once is more of like a action dramedy, I guess, too, because there's like a lot of comedy in there, a lot of kung fu.
I still need to watch that one. Really
green, but like it'll make you cry at points or tear up at least.
That's the thing. If I know I'm gonna cry, I'm like, fuck, it's so hard for me to watch to like get to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so true.
Like, because I have
you have to be ready to watch a movie that's gonna make you cry.
I have an unopened movie of called the Florida Project.
Oh, I've been wanting to watch like, that with Willem Dafoe.
I've had that for like 4 years that I haven't watched because I know that like it's going to crush me. You know what I mean?
No, let's check it out. I'm down. Because it's literally on my list. My Willem Dafoe list. My Willem Dafoe list, if you will. Dafoe.
Ah, the list of Dafoe.
Take you to the bank, Senator Trent. To the blood bank.
Fuck. Oh, guys, shit. Look, our plugs are being guarded by fucking robot ninjas. God damn it. Okay. I got an idea.
Better use these grenade launchers.
No. All I'll do is I have a little mini game. We'll use this to distract them. And then the listeners, you go and take out those robot ninjas so we can get to our plugs, okay? So it's just...
Yeah, the listeners will sneak around.
All right, cool. All right,
this episode gets no listens.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Zero, not even...
We're all dead. Trapped. We're all fucked.
Damn it.
It's like, yeah, forever. In real time, it's like, guys, come on, listen. What are we...
Come on, yeah. Hey, guys. Fuck.
What are you doing?
Anyone, please listen. Help. But got a little short game for y'all. Just a little, you know, be kind of... Nothing too crazy. We'll just kind of buzz in.
But I thought one thing that's kind of funny is just in Japan, a lot of American action movies get their name titles switched. So I just thought it'd be kind of fun to read some of those and see if y'all can take a, you know, buzz in and take a guess at what movie. I tried to pick movies that I'm like, for one, I heard of, but also like that you guys would likely be aware of. Yeah, let me know if you need a hint. Otherwise, some of these you might just get on the fucking first try. So we'll start with a little more of a simpler one, I think. So yeah, just buzz in and no biggie, no points really, but just more for fun.
Okay.
So the first one we have is Captain Supermarket.
Oh, fucking, oh.
Bang.
That's Nate. Buzz, yeah, buzz. Either way, whatever. Yeah. Explosion.
Captain Supermarket.
I know this one. Fuck, what is it?
Yeah, see, that's what I was.
Is it Jingle All the Way?
No. That's actually better. That makes sense. Gibbledang, do you know this? Yeah.
Evil Dead.
Or close. I mean, I'll give it to Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
They took the one scene where he's in a supermarket
at the end,
and they called him
literally
Captain
Supermarket.
Yep.
It's so dumb. Okay.
Damn.
This next one is a movie and a series, so if you get the series, I'll give it to you, and unless you get more specific. We have, in Japan, it's called Wild Speed Ice Break. It's from a series, a big American series. It's from like 2000s ongoing roughly.
Buzz?
I got you.
Is that fat? Yeah. Is that one of the Fast and Furious movies?
Yeah. Do you want to take a guess at which one? I mean, you got it. But, yeah.
Fast yes. 5.
It's Fate Fast of the X. Furious. So,
okay.
I don't know if that's Fate of the Furious. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm assuming
the
there's ice.
Recent one, the 8.
It's like the most recent.
There
one.
Is. I remember from the trailers that there's like a moment where they're driving in like these terrain vehicles over glaciers.
Cleats?
Cleats.
Like, oh, he said they have cleats. Come on, guys, get your cleats on. We gotta go break this ice.
Get your car cleats.
All right. Next one, we have... This is gonna be a fun... I think this is gonna be a bit harder, but... We have End of Kingdom. In Japan, it's called End of Kingdom. I want to say it's from, like, the 2010s era.
2010s? I was gonna guess something else, but...
Yeah. Let me double-check, actually.
End of Kingdom.
Because I have a guess.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say 300.
Ooh, that's a good one, but unfortunately that is not it.
Damn.
Let me see who's in this because I'm getting confused for a second. It's 2016. It has 2016. Gerard Butler and Aaron Eckhart and Morgan Freeman are the top three actors.
Oh my god.
Olympus has fallen.
London has fallen.
Nope.
Or fucking Marcus has fallen. What is it?
It's the other one.
Yep, the other one.
The other president is in trouble movie.
Yep.
Damn it.
What, do you remember that one?
It came out the same exact time.
It wouldn't be the president, but it would be.
It'd
be the king or queen, I will say. The king or queen of.
The king of queens.
UK. Yes, King of Queens. It's London Has Fallen.
Oh, that's what I said.
London has fallen.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I said
I thought you said Olympus.
There's like Olympus,
no, I said
London,
Olympus has
there's
fallen.
Michael has fallen.
Yeah.
Or like Angel has fallen.
We have six more. We have, this is going to be a pretty toss-up, Hobbit, Where the Battle Goes. In Japan, it's called Hobbit, Where the Battle Goes.
Buzz?
Yeah, go on, Gib.
Hobbit. The Desolation of Smaug?
Not that one, but yeah, you got it. It's Battle of the Five Armies. Yeah, I was like...
Battle of the Five Armies.
I guess, or Where the Battle Goes. Ooh, how about End of White House? In Japan, it's called End of White House.
Oh, White House Down.
Olympus
no.
has fallen?
Yep, Olympus no. has
is
fallen.
Is that Olympus has
yep,
fallen?
Olympus
oh,
has fallen.
Fuck this game. Yeah.
Which is great because they're both end of blank. End of Kingdom, End of White House. Like,
end of White House.
They're just like the same series, right? We have four more.
I mean, they are.
Yeah, true.
I mean,
we have Angel Wars. This is...
Star Wars?
No. This is a movie we were talking about right before the podcast, I will say.
Legion.
No. That's a good... These are all good ones. I mean, to be fair, I haven't seen this movie, so...
Hellboy?
No, it was before we recorded. It is from...
Angel Wars.
It is a Zack Snyder.
Oh my god, Sucker
it's
Punch.
It's 2011. Yep, it's Sucker
Punch.
It's called Angel Wars.
Oh my god.
In Nippon.
Sheesh.
In Japan, that makes sense, I feel. You know what I mean? If you called that,
I mean,
like, that would make sense.
If you say it in Japanese, yeah, it makes sense.
I'm sure the joke has been made before, but it does feel like a sucker punch when you watch it, because it's like...
It's such a bad movie.
And
he catches it by surprise.
It's just so boring.
All right. Next one we have New York 1997. Now, this is a movie from the 80s.
Escape from New York.
Yep. Escape from New York. Straight up. It's called New York 1997 because it takes place in 1997.
You see, it's Nate, like, you gotta think like a Japanese person.
Yeah.
You no, gotta guys, think.
Is that what you're saying? Are you saying, are you on record as saying that's what you yes. do?
I think of myself got as it. All races when I
For this it. One game, sure. All right, last two. We have 96 Hours. The movie 96 Hours in Japan. It is
48
from,
hours.
Let me. No.
With Nick Nolte and
yeah.
Who is it?
We added more time. In Japan, they don't have the number 40 or 4 or 8. So
yeah, it just goes up to 96.
96 Hours.
This is from.
Taken.
It is Taken. Yep.
Wow.
You no literally. Shit. Wow. Shit.
Yeah.
Amazing. See, I told Perfect. You. You start thinking like a Japanese man.
Got it. Yeah, true, true. I started thinking.
He's thinking Straight Japanese. He's really thinking Japanese. He really
Whoa,
thinks so.
Dala.
Yeah. All right, last one. Yeah.
We don't sing that kind of music.
Yeah. We don't. Yeah,
that's really
anything before the 2000s. All right, we have last movie in Japan. This is called Ghost Hunters. This is called and it is not. It is from the 80s. Yeah. It's from a director we've already talked about on this list.
Oh, easy. R.I.P.
R.I.P.D. No.
See, okay, y'all.
R.I.P.D. Yeah.
Y'all are thinking like
R.I.P.D.
R.I.P.D. Yeah, sorry, two.
R.I.P.D.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it. No. See, that these are all making more sense than the actual name. I don't even think there's a ghost in this, or if there is, I guess I don't know. Like,
evil
it was a
dead?
Spirit.
Is it also? Evil
no,
dead?
It's an action comedy.
So there's like a action comedy from that has a spirit in it.
Maybe.
In some way.
Yeah. It's the inspiration for, well, I guess you want another hint. This
yes,
this movie is. Highly influenced Mortal Kombat, especially the character Raiden or Raiden.
Oh, Little Trouble in Big China.
Big Trouble, Little China, yeah. Yeah.
Big Trouble, Little China, but yeah.
Well, I don't know. My problem is I saw a different movie.
There's a little bit of trouble yeah, yeah. in Big China.
It's
yeah,
the sequel.
The movie was a little more humbler, yeah.
Actually, Little Trouble in Big China is just the China like version of that movie where actually it's like a Chinese man going to an all white neighborhood
yeah.
and making it better.
Ooh,
and like
nice.
Improving
yeah.
it.
But yeah, that's it. All right, cool. Those ninja robots are out of the way, and now we got some recommendations
nice.
For Japanese movie or movies to check out in Japan in Japanese. But
in
yeah.
Japan,
yeah,
I would definitely watch Fast and Furious in Japanese.
Wild Ice, yeah, honestly, fucking or yeah. Wild, sorry, Wild Speed.
Wild Ice,
Wild Speed, my bad. But yeah, so now we got our plugs.
Wild
back.
Ice, that sounds like we're gonna watch Iceman.
True. What we got our plugs back, gents?
Have you ever seen Ice? Oh yeah, oh, yeah, that's it. Sorry.
No, you're good.
I just want to say real quick: have you ever seen Iceman?
I've not.
With Donnie Yen? Ridiculous. I just wanted to ask if Dahl had seen Iceman, because there's this funny scene where Donnie Yen gets unfrozen. He's like he's one of the legendary warriors from like ancient China.
It's
and
like
he
Encino
gets unfrozen
Man.
In modern day. Yes, it's literally it's Kung Fu Encino Man. And the first thing he does when he gets unfrozen is pee, and he pees this stream of piss mm-hmm. that's like 50 feet long.
What the fuck?
And it's funny because like at first I thought the joke was, oh, he's been frozen for so long, he's peeing like a water fountain.
Yeah, he's got a backup, like the pressure's built up.
And then later in, the movie, they cut back to him with all of his other general
he's
friends.
Still peeing.
And it's actually no, in Chinese legend, they all could just pee that far.
Wait, what?
And so him and all his powerful warrior friends are all peeing next to each other in this cutback, just like
5 miles, like a mile away,
like 40 feet. Like literally just these huge arcs, like hoses. And like I don't understand what the relevance was, or if like that's actually a
Doesn't
thing from their legends. Because
but...
he was playing like Guan Yu or something. Like
that sounds like they fumbled a joke that they were trying to go for. Like even just like, oh, he's so powerful, he
something.
Pees so far. You know,
could just
I
be
think
part
that,
of the legend.
I think
because there's always weird
yeah.
shit like that
I
in
think
every
it
legend.
Could be part of the legend. Yeah, like I think it might just be a thing where like he's so powerful that even his peas streams like, were what was unrivaled. It
like Zeus fucking his family and then sewing them into his leg or some shit like that, you know, like all mythology and culture is
yeah,
little,
all myths have weird little like parts.
Stupid and
sure
goofy.
they have the bits where it's like he was a great noble warrior and he fought in many battles, but then there's always that weird like, and then also he did that, you know.
Yeah, he took a shit and throw it at people.
Yeah.
And also he could pee for 50 like feet and shit. Like, he could like, shit for 50 feet too.
No, actually his shit was like only a centimeter.
Well, no, it's like a cannonball. So it's like, you'd be like, hey guys, watch this. And you go,
it fires like a cannonball just like through a wall. Like,
shit, yeah.
That sounds perfect. All right. Well, if anybody needs to find me, I'm JimLunarNate on everything. You know, on all the socials. I'm not really doing anything right now, so. But that's where I am.
Same. Gibbledang everywhere. Yeah, that's it, really. Alder, Tam, all the keep time, an eye out.
Everywhere at once.
Everywhere, all the time, anywhere.
Yeah. You can follow me at adala.art on Instagram, and make sure you're following the No Dumb Idea podcasts, you know, wherever you can find podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Instagram as well. And we have a Gmail, too, so if you ever want, you know, let it, whether you can comment or email us in, let us know what action movies we missed out on. I'm sure there's a crap ton that we didn't even think of or forgot or, yeah, just didn't even have a chance to talk about.
Yeah, true. Definitely let us know.
Yeah. Fuck, the bomb's about to go off.
Not again.
Guys, don't worry. It's me, Jason Caliber. Oh, my voice cracked. Sorry.
Let me take that back.
Jason Caliber.
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, don't be scared. It's me. The bomb explodes.
Wait, hold on. Can I make my entrance again? Yeah, my cape, my cloak didn't quite like billow the way I wanted it.
It's like stuck on his face.
Some motherfuckers are always trying to ice skate uphill.